Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you today, and we're glad that you're with us. And as Carla was playing that song, and she started off a crescendo there, and then she got softer as it got there, and it just reinforced how great our God really is and how great thou art. So we are so glad to see you here today on this first Sunday in Lent. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about a promise which God will never forget. Really, you could say two promises, but we'll talk about that when we get to the message later on. But thank you for coming out today and being a part of this time. And I pray that God's presence will touch you in a special way this morning. So as we begin, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be.
Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. God said, I will be your God. God said, I will lead you in the paths of truth. God said, I will forgive you. Yes, God is faithful. Well, let's join together there. If you'd like to turn into your hymn book, it's hymn number 4, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're singing all 4 verses this morning. Together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Merciful God, you reveal yourself in rain and brilliant rainbows, in challenging scriptures and hopeful expectations, in humble hearts and loving grace. Guide your servants on this Lenten journey from the darkness of death
to the hope of resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to sing that little chorus. We haven't sung it for a while, but it's going to be our Lenten chorus. So by the time these 40 days are up, you will know this little chorus very well. We're going to sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Let's sing it again. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary. That's going to be kind of our Lenten prayer song through the season. And I hope that will be a blessing to you. Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come down. If they would come on down this morning. I think there's just a couple this morning. How's everybody doing? Good. Did you guys see the play in the snow yesterday? You didn't? Oh, I thought maybe you'd be out there building a snowman. Although some places it wasn't as much. I know it depends on how much snow you got. But there was probably, it looked like there was 4 inches in our grass, but it barely looked like a dusting in our driveway, which was kind of unusual. But hey, have you ever seen a rainbow up in the sky? Aren't those kind of cool? Now, let me ask you this one. Have you ever seen a double rainbow? Where it looks like there's one here going over and another one here going over. We saw that once when Chase was at a baseball game once, and we got a little bit of a shower for a little bit, and then we were able to go ahead and start the baseball game. But we were sitting in our chairs to watch the baseball game, and Jody goes, look, it's a double rainbow. And I think she took a picture of it and everything. And you know why we have rainbows? Now, I know that there are scientific, you'll probably learn in science how we get rainbows and all of that, and that's true. But God, there's a story in the book of Genesis that tells a very important point about when God sees a rainbow, what that means to God. You know what that is? It means that God will never forget us. In fact, God says that God will not even forget us, but that God will not forget all the animals and every living creature on earth. Now think about that. There's a lot of little living creatures, aren't there? You got mice in your barn? You ever seen worms in the yard or in the garden? Flower beds? How about birds flying in the air? Yes, I mean, there's all kinds of little bugs crawling around on the ground. Although God remembers every one of those. And Jesus taught us that if God pays attention to those animals, like the sparrows and the birds, how much more God cares about us. So here's what I want you to do. The next time you see a rainbow, I want you to say to yourself, God remembers me, because God never forgets. Every time God sees that rainbow, God never forgets how much he loves all of creation. Okay? So remember, next time you see a rainbow, God loves and knows me. All right. You can go on downstairs this morning, and I think Miss Nancy is going to be working with you today.
As we go to our time of prayer, we want you to have a chance to show some of or share some of your joys or concerns this morning. And I know we have several people that are sick. We have some folks that are not here this weekend. And I'm sure we have some that didn't want to get out in the cold and everything today. But to definitely want to remember various ones. And so this will give you a chance to share this morning. Somebody this morning. Joys or concerns? Yes.
I have a cousin named Rick who's awfully ill and will be requiring surgery after death. Plus, I have unspoken need.
Okay. So we want to remember the unspoken need this morning. And we also want to remember Rick who's going to be having surgery. Did you say this week? Oh, today? Wow, okay. So definitely want to lift up Rick in prayer, who's having surgery this morning. Somebody else? Several.
Yes, my daughter is having surgery Wednesday to remove a cancerous tumor.
Okay.
She's been treated for chemo since October. So the way she tells me, there's not much left of it, so that's good.
Well, thank God for that, yes. And help me with her name again.
Kathy Woosley.
Kathy, okay.
She's in
We want to remember Kathy then, who's going to be having surgery to remove that tumor. And yeah, go ahead.
I have several unspoken.
Okay. Well, we know the Lord knows all of those, and especially somebody else. Yes.
Dale Sotzing, who just goes down the road here, he's been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, okay. You said Gail, right?
Dale.
Oh, Dale. Well, I thought you said Dale, and then you said her, right? Or did I miss? Oh, my gosh. It's just been one of those mornings. Ask the Bible study people everything that happened this morning. I had all kinds of trouble with the PowerPoint machine and everything else. I couldn't get the door open to go down in the basement. It's just been, yeah. But so we want to remember Dale then this morning. And somebody else. Yes.
Bill and Delora Shively. And then I have unspoken.
Yes. Yes. And yep, I saw Dolores. In fact, Chase and I saw Dolores on Friday. We only got to see her for a short period of time. But she looked like she was pretty out of it. So I'm wondering if she's on pain meds or what all that's going on there. And she will be, I'm assuming that's going to be a while before that all heals up completely. And she was talking to us and everything. Yes, it was really good to see her. And but we want to continue praying for healing and complete recovery there for her and strength. And then we want to remember Bev this morning, and just a lot of different things that's happening there. And definitely want to keep her in our prayers. Somebody else this morning. Yeah, well, let's go way back because he got
unspoken.
Wow, lots of those this morning. And we know the Lord knows those. And I saw a couple of hands up here.
I'm going to join the unspoken too, please.
Okay, yes. So we know the Lord has several of those. Yeah. Somebody else have their hand up? Don, did you have your hand up? Go ahead.
My cousin Kim Sherman passed away.
Okay.
Her in hospice in Florida when she passed away.
Okay. Did you say Schroyer? Okay. So we want to remember the Schroyer family with the loss of that loved one there, of Don's, this morning. And somebody else. Yes.
My son had a
Yeah, and tell me his first name.
Ryan.
Okay. We want to remember Ryan, and I'm sure they're going to probably run some more tests with him and seeing the cardiologist. And somebody else. Anybody else this morning? Yes.
A friend of mine was just diagnosed recently with prostate cancer, stage 4, and he has to remain private, but did ask for prayers.
Well, we will definitely do that. And so we want to remember that friend there of Grant's and pray that God's healing touch and doctor's wisdom, too, and especially when it's at 4, so. Anybody else this morning? Anybody else?
I have two joys, which you'll have to speak up. I had two trials while I was in Florida, and they both ended phenomenally well.
Two trials in November while she was in Florida.
And they ended great.
And everything went well.
The little girl I was so worried about has found a place to be safe.
Good. And then one of the little girls that she was concerned about is safe and with a family now.
She's in an institution.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah. So they have a place for her, and that's a good thing in that. So those two joys. Anybody else this morning? I want to ask your prayers for Chase. He was after the basketball game yesterday. He was not feeling well. And by late afternoon, he had a temperature and wasn't eating anything, and I'm figuring he's got virus, flu, or something, and so appreciate your prayers for him, and then we want to continue praying for strength, and for Richard, and continue lifting him up and in our prayers. And I don't know, I tried to get some more information on Max, but Mrs. Hall never got back with me on that. But I do know that Max Current had quadruple bypass surgery. Have you heard any update on it?
Scott Donaldson talked to me at school this week. He said that he went down to visit him after the surgery, and he said that he was Jake, who is Max's son, in bed, and Max was standing up. So he said he wasn't...
That's a good... Yes. That's really good. And I do know that they do that quick, so quick now, the way they do everything. And thank God that he's come through there. Because I was getting a little nervous when nobody was giving me feedback, and I was wondering if something happened. And so thank God for that. So we want to remember Max as he's recovering from heart surgery. And I know he'll need that strength, and they'll send him to Cardi rehab and all of that. So, yes.
My grandson, Matt, was involved in a bit of an accident Saturday. He was helping a friend get her car out of a ditch, and another car came along and sort of slid into him impending.
Ooh.
He only got by with just an injured leg, no fracture, no nothing. So, he's quite blessed.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, we thank God that he is doing okay. Continue lifting up Carla. I know not everybody knew that, except maybe some that were at Ash Wednesday service. She went through, she battled through pneumonia, and you can still hear it a little bit. And sometimes that takes a while. They got to get through that initial contagious time period. Continue to pray for her. Pray that she'll rest during this time. I kept telling Rhea, rest, rest, rest. And when she was battling the same thing. So anybody else then? All right. Well, there's lots of names and things to lift up there. And hopefully there'll be some that as you go to prayer that you'll remember as you have a chance there as she plays. And then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. Lord, as we pause today at the beginning of this Lenten season, and as we begin to reflect on Jesus' life and all that he has done for us, over the next few weeks, Lord, we're going to be reminded of your covenant. The covenant that you did with Noah, and the covenant you did with Abraham, the covenant that you established with Moses and the Israelites, and Lord, and then as we reflect on that new covenant, that everything that you provided for us through Jesus Christ. And so as we reflect over these weeks and enter this season, we pray that you would guide us and you give us strength and you would work in our hearts and lives as only you can do in the various ways as we dedicate ourselves to you and your work and your cause in a new way. We especially want to lift up those today that have been mentioned, Lord, and so many of them in need today. We pray for Max as he's recovering from heart surgery, Lord, that you will continue to bring strength and healing to him. For Richard, for strength, Lord, for him. For Bev this morning and what she is facing today, we just pray that you will just guide and give wisdom and guidance there, and that your good favor will come upon her and her family in so many different ways, Lord, that we will know it's your hand working in her life. And Lord, we lift up this friend of Grant's, Lord, that has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Lord, we just pray that you would bring healing, Lord. He really needs a miracle today, and I pray for your hand to be upon him, and I pray that you'll give the doctors wisdom and guidance. And Lord, we pray for Rick, who's going in for surgery today, Lord. It could be going on right now. We pray for your healing touch there. We pray for Kathy, who is going in for surgery this week to have that tumor removed. And Lord, thank you that you brought her so wonderfully through that chemo time and it shrunk down and they'll be able to get all of that out. And we just pray you'll guide and lead there. We pray for Dale, who's been diagnosed with a tumor. And we just pray for your healing touch and your guidance and wisdom there. We continue to lift up Dolores to you, Lord, for your healing touch and strength for her each day as she is recovering. And we continue to pray for strength for Bill. And Lord, we lift up Ryan, Lord, to you, who is going to be going to see a cardiologist and probably face some other tests. We pray for your guidance there and your healing touch and strength for him today. Lord, we lift up Chase to you, Lord, asking for your healing touch for him, whatever he may be battling there. God, and thank you that our body is able to fight off those kind of things. And I just pray for your touch upon him and for strength for him. Thank you, Lord, for watching over Matt in that accident and nothing serious happened there. And we just pray for your peace for him today. And Lord, we lift up the Schroyer family, Lord, with the loss of this loved one. God, that you would bring your comfort and your peace today. And Lord, we pray for these unspoken needs today. So many of them, 6, 7 of them, Lord. And God, you know each one of those needs. And we just ask that you would work in those situations and that you would bring about your will in every one of those. I don't know what all of those involve, but God, you do. And I just pray that your hand would be upon each one of those. And Lord, we continue to lift up Carla, asking for your healing touch for her in her chest, Lord, and her lungs, Lord, with that pneumonia. And we continue to lift up Rhea also, Lord, for healing in her also with the same thing. We pray for not only healing, but strength for each day as they are recovering. And we thank you for that today. And Lord, I especially pray for those today that may have come into the service and need your peace today. God, you said that you give us peace that passes all understanding in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so, Lord, we just reach out right now as we open ourselves to you and ask that you would just take our worries and our concerns and our cares and our frustrations and all of that and grant us peace, we pray, by your presence and in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that. Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, God, every one of them, Lord. And we pray that your hand of healing touch would be upon every one of those people that's listed there that needs that touch. And some of them need protection and your hand to be with them. And we thank you for that today. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. As we break the bread of your word, may you speak to us and remind us that you are the God who remembers. And that it's because not only of a rainbow, but because of Jesus and what he's done for us. And we pray that as we come to the table, that your presence, Jesus, would be real to each one of us. That you will meet our needs according to your riches and glory. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus this morning, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. Well, we have the opportunity now to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you for your faithfulness. And as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Faithful God, let these gifts be like food and drink for those who are seeking your presence. Guide us to be a blessing this Lenten season. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages. Both of them are lectionary readings this morning. First of all, Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. And then we're going to be reading 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. God said to Noah and his sons, "I'm going to make a solemn promise to you and to everyone who will live after you. This includes the birds and the animals that came out of the boat. I promise every living creature that the earth and those living on it will never again be destroyed by a flood. The rainbow that I have put in the sky will be my sign to you and to every living creature on earth. It will remind you that I will keep this promise forever. When I send clouds over the earth and a rainbow appears in the sky, I will remember my promise to you and to all other living creatures. Never again will I let floodwaters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the sky, I will always remember the promise that I have made to every living creature. The rainbow will be the sign of that solemn promise." And then from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22, "Christ himself suffered for sins once. He was not guilty, but he suffered for those who are guilty to bring you to God. His body was killed, but he was made alive in the Spirit. And in the spirit, he went and preached to the spirits in prison who refused to obey God long ago in the time of Noah. God was waiting patiently for them while Noah was building the boat. Only a few people, eight in all, were saved by water. And that water is like baptism that now saves you, not the washing of dirt from the body, but the promise made to God from a good conscience. And this is because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Now Jesus has gone into heaven and is at God's right side, ruling over angels, authorities, and powers." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, last week I shared a couple comparison, kind of a joke kind of a thing, comparison football and church life and everything. And I had said something about I had two jokes. Well, here's the second one. An old pastor just couldn't get the knack of programming his VCR. One evening he was pretty worked up because he wanted to record an important football game that was on during a council meeting. The next morning, his young assistant pastor gave him another demonstration and said, very patiently, "You have to move the cursor to this particular place." "What's a cursor?" asked the older pastor suspiciously. "That's what you were last night when you tried to program this thing all by yourself." I bet you thought like I did when I first read that. It was a cursor on your computer, didn't you? I want to talk to you this morning about the God who remembers. There's an old children's story that goes like this. One child asks another, "Would you forget me in an hour?" "No." "Would you forget me in a day?" "No." "Would you forget me in a month?" "No." Knock, knock. "I thought you said you wouldn't forget me." The First Testament or Hebrew Bible readings for the next three Sundays in Lent give us glimpses into God's first three covenants with Noah, with Abraham, and then with Israel at Sinai. Now, I haven't decided if I'm going to use every one of them, but I might. But today, we hear the story of the very first covenant promise God made with Noah and all creation. Now, I don't know if this is true with you, but all of my life growing up as a kid and even a teenager and probably even into young adulthood, I always thought that promise, that covenant was to Noah and his family. But Genesis makes it very clear it was spoken to Noah and his family, but it was for all creation. And that is important that we see that today. And it is a promise which God will never forget. In fact, it is a promise in which, and we're going to look at two things this morning about that, and we're going to look at that in light of what Peter says there in 1 Peter, in light of our baptism and faith in Jesus Christ. It is a promise then in which God is for us. Maybe you already had the answer to that when you were looking at the sermon outline, but it is very clear in the Genesis story that promise is all about God being for us. Not just us, but all of creation, the entire planet, and every living thing, it says. And when I read that, I don't just mean creepy crawly things. I think it means plant life and everything. God is for everything. Here's what I see going on there. I see that God commits to every living thing on earth. It highlights God's ongoing commitment to life after humanity's violence. And you got to read early on in chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Genesis that it is humanity's violence that has caused this. Growing up, I used to hear about how wicked people were, how wicked and evil they were for why that all happened. But it's very clear in the story that it is humanity's violence, which seems to springboard off of Genesis 3 about the story of Cain and Abel, who Cain killed his brother Abel out of anger. And we get this idea that just that violence just kind of keeps on going and multiplying. It's the old adage that violence only begets violence. And so God's ongoing commitment to life in this story, after humanity's violence and the resulting floodwaters, is what is getting emphasized. Listen, several times, never again. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you why that is. Never again is God's promise to Noah, his family, and every living thing on earth. And what is the sign of that? Well, the rainbow is a sign of God's promise. The rainbow is a sign of God's promise. Now, why does it say that? Well, signs are given. Listen to me for a moment, because I want you to hear this, because we don't often think of this. Signs are given in Scripture so not only human beings, but God also may remember such promises. So in this story, we have the rainbow as a sign with creation. In Genesis chapters 15 and 17, we have circumcision as a sign with God's covenant with Abraham and his ancestors. And if you've read Galatians chapter 3, you realize that covenant goes all the way down to Jesus Christ and goes out to the entire world. And then the other sign that was to Moses and the Israelites on Mount Sinai was the sign of Sabbath and keeping the Sabbath. Those are just a few of the signs that are talked about. Now, I'm not going to go into the detail, but if you go through the Gospel of John, there are signs also that Jesus does that shows what he's doing and why he is here. And the rainbow in the clouds is a sign of God's free and ongoing commitment to life and to peace. Notice what God says there. I will see it and I will remember. Think of it this way. I don't know why. Maybe you might think this is a bad analogy. But anyways, this is what came into my mind. We might say the rainbow is like the alerts on our phones that remind us of our commitments and promises that we have to carry out for that day. Every time that little jingle, oh yeah, I got to go see the doctor at 4 o'clock. Oh, I got to go get my hair cut tomorrow. Chase has got a basketball game. And here's the same thing going on. Every time we see a rainbow, remember God is for us and that God remembers us. Why? God does. God does. God is for us. Second thing that I see out of this is that God is moved. God is moved. Now, I'm going to talk to you about something that we don't often hear preachers talk about. First of all, we see that God is moved by creation's suffering in the story. If you go back to chapter 6, we are told several things. First of all, we are told that the flood story affirms God regrets and grieves what God has done by the ending of human life and the life on planet Earth. We don't usually hear that talked about. But you know what? That says a lot to me. Because of that, God remembers Noah and his family and every living creation. And because of that, God created that covenant with all of humanity. And we see that God initiates a covenant because God desires relationship with all of creation, including you and I. And that is why God is moved at humanity's suffering. And not only that, but we see that affirmation in other places. One of the key things that Paul will talk about in various places is that Jesus Christ suffered. And because Jesus Christ suffered, God suffers with humanity. And that Paul says, because of that, now when we suffer, we can comfort people in their suffering. And I believe because of that new covenant, God experienced the suffering of humanity. And now God comforts us in our suffering. And that's why Paul encourages us to help and encourage and comfort others when they're suffering and hurting in life. God is moved by creation suffering. And another aspect of that that's there, even though the word is not specifically used, we know it from John 3:16, is God is moved by love for the world. God is moved by love for the world. How do we know that? Well, we know that from John chapter 3, verse 16. All of us could quote it. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here's the thing. As the bow, the rainbow, is a sign of God's love for creation, so baptism is a sign of God's love for the world. Now, we can say it in a couple different ways if you want to. You could say, so Jesus is a sign of God's love for the world. Or Paul might say, so the Spirit is a sign of God's love for the world. Why? Because God raised Jesus from the dead to bring peace, new life, and a new era for humanity. So, what's Peter saying there? As God rescued Noah and his family from death by passing them on the waters in the ark, so God rescues the world through Christ's resurrection by passing us through the waters of baptism to bring new life and a good conscience towards God. So, when we come to Easter or various times in our season, what is something that we sometimes say in the church? Remember your baptism. What are we saying by that? Are we saying, oh, don't forget what happened when water was sprinkled on you or poured on you or you were dunked in it or however it happened for you? Is that what we're saying? No, we're talking about remember what Jesus did for us. Remember your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Remember all of those things when you made that commitment. And every time we remember our baptisms or we see someone else being baptized, remember God is moved and God remembers the covenant that we have with God through Jesus Christ. Why? God does. So, as we begin our Lenten journey together, let us commit ourselves afresh and anew to the God who remembers us. For God is for us, committed to all creation, committed to God's promises. God never forgets those promises. And God is moved by our suffering, moved by love for the world. Knock, knock. God. The God who remembers. Amen. Amen. Well, let's prepare ourselves this morning as we get ready to share together at the table. Remember, you don't have to be a member of this church. All are welcome to share at the table. We believe that Christ invites all of us to participate and receive of his grace and love as we share together. As we do that, we often begin together by joining together with our thanksgiving and confession. And that is up there on the PowerPoint. And if you would like to pray along with us, I would encourage you to do that as we prepare our hearts for the table. Let's do that together. God of the rainbow, you made a covenant with all creatures, promising life and hope. God of new covenant, you show us how we should live in Christ. Grant us grace to enter into the season of Lent as a people consecrated to you, that we may live through it in love. Forgive us and lead us by the arms of your love, we pray. Amen. Receive of the Lord today. Receive of his grace. Receive of his love as we commit ourselves afresh and anew to be forgiven and to go forth as his people today. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask our deacons and deaconesses that are going to be helping us out this morning if they would make their way as we prepare to share at the table this morning. on that night in which all of them were gathered together, Jesus gave thanks and he broke the bread and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. Apostle Paul said, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. I want to do something. I know normally we'll shake hands and everything, but I felt very strongly when we were passing the bread around. Maybe a few of you that would like to come and join with me, but I want to anoint Bev this morning. And ask for God's touch upon her this morning. And if you want to come and be close by her and lay a hand on her, I welcome you to do that this morning. And Lord, we just pray for Bev this morning, God. And Lord, we just ask not only physically but emotionally in every way, God, that you would touch her today, and bring healing to her body, bring peace to her mind and body, and every area of her life, Lord. And we pray that as she sees the specialist this week, that there will be a good report, and everything will be okay. And God, we just trust you now, the God who remembers us, the God of the rainbow, and the God of Jesus Christ, that you would show yourself strong on her behalf right now, as we ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody that's praying with me now says, Amen. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate everybody that...
was willing to help out there as you prayed for her. Well, why don't you take just a minute or so and just shake a couple hands of those close by you, and then we'll sing a couple verses of our final hymn there, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Have Thine Own Way, as we close out. If you want to use your hymn book, it's hymn number 540, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're just going to be singing verse 1 and 2, and maybe next week we'll sing the other two verses. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Let's join together for our benediction, a flood, a boat, and a rainbow promise.
We go with the promises
of Jesus as our guide. Go in peace and with God's favor and blessing. Amen.